Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 24th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. DeepSeek cuts AI prices. Berkeley Law bans AI writing. Claude Mythos outpaces patches. Google shifts to answer machine. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. DeepSeek made the 75% discount on its flagship DeepSeek V4 Pro permanent. 1 million input tokens cost $0.435, and 1 million output tokens cost $0.87. By comparison, GPT 5.5 charges $5 per 1 million input and $30 per 1 million output. DeepSeek models offer a 1 million token context window, up to 384,000 output tokens, and support OpenAI and Anthropic API formats to ease switching. With rising token use and unclear ROI, firms may favor cheaper models. DeepSeek is not under the same revenue pressure as OpenAI and Anthropic, which are preparing for IPOs. UC Berkeley School of Law will ban the use of generative AI in nearly all graded work starting in summer 2026. Students may not use AI to plan, outline, draft, revise, translate, or correct any text submitted for assessment, and AI is also prohibited during examinations. The faculty allows AI only for research tasks, such as locating statutes and cases, but students remain responsible for the accuracy of any material they submit. Fabricated citations will be treated as evidence of prohibited AI use. Instructors may permit exceptions for courses explicitly focused on teaching AI competency. The school says thinking is an indispensable prerequisite for quality legal work.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Anthropic and around 50 partners used Claude Mythos Preview to find more than 10,000 high or critical security flaws in system-critical software within a month. The discoveries are arriving faster than teams can verify, disclose, and patch. And Anthropic cites the industry standard 90-day disclosure window as a constraint. Partners report gains. Cloudflare identified 2,000 bugs, 400 high or critical, with fewer false positives than human testers. Mozilla fixed 271 issues in Firefox 150. Open source scans of over 1,000 projects yielded an estimated 6,200 serious flaws. Anthropic warns of a risky transition and urges faster patching, multi-factor authentication, hardened configurations, and logging. Google is steadily turning search from a web index into an AI answer machine. CEO Sundar Pichai now says external links and sources will remain part of the search. Part, not the foundation. Google's new interface pushes web content behind curated AI answers, and product metrics show users are adopting these features. Tools like UserSet Preferred Sources offer apparent control, but few will use them, while showing web pages directly in chat keeps people inside Google's ecosystem. The shift gives Google editorial power. A central algorithm will decide which voices appear in answers, raising concerns about diminished web visibility and a fragmented public sphere.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.